whole tune in my head.
It was all there, I could see all the notes, and I just had to get it out.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Christian says you've got this special week planned.
It's sort of a crazy festival. Special ceremonies and dressing up.
That sounds fun.
Unbelievable.
Welcome and happy midsummer. Skål!
What's wrong, Dad? Please tell me.
Manette is dying.
She doesn't know, so you can't say anything. The family thinks it's better not to tell her.
Why is that better?
Chinese people have saying. When people get cancer, they die.
We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
Nobody knows that we are fun. We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
But the irresponsible people who partied also got into those colleges.
I'm incredible at hand jobs, but I also got a 1560 on the SATs.
Jessica, Weidong, Dal, Illinois, Chicago.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, I know, it's definitely not a good time to be a Nazi.
Hello, welcome back to the How to Talk Film podcast.
Today we'll be talking about our top 5 2019 films. And we'll start with number 5.
Yes, number 5. I kind of figured out that maybe I didn't see more than 5 movies this year.
I watched 110 films last year, I think. This year, I think I've barely managed 50.
I think I've watched quite a few ones that aren't from 2019.
Right, yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of, like, that many, like, good releases this year.
Let's start the countdown.
The final countdown. Whoa. So, without further ado, number 5 is The Joker. This makes it onto my favourite list, mostly because of Joaquin Phoenix. He was so good in this movie.
Yeah.
I think I liked the cinematography as well as the feel of the movie overall. I think my favourite bit would have been either every scene that he did his interpretive dancing, because it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Or the scene when he stabs his work colleague in the face, and then the little guy was like, what the heck?
And then she's like, you can go.
And he's like, oh, you can go. And then he can't open the door.
Yeah,
that would have been my favourite bit. We did a podcast on this, so I have already given it a score, yeah. But I think I may have given it a 3.5.
Yeah.
I think it still sits around there for
all me. Right. Okay, that's not too bad. Yep. All right, let's move on to number 5 for me, which is also number 4 for you.
Me. Yes.
And that is Rocketman.
Rocketman.
So Rocketman, we did an episode on this as well. Go listen to that if you want to. My favorite bit, I still think this is my favorite shot of the entire year.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you that.
You know what I'm going to say.
I was
going to
ask you that.
It's the one where he's in the pool. He jumps in. Well, he falls? Jumps into the pool.
He purposely falls in.
Yeah. And it's like the scene where the younger version of him is at the bottom of the pool. He's like jumping into the pool, and it's this beautiful underwater shot. I loved it. I still love it. It's beautiful.
And is it still your favorite shot of the year?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that is so good, Melissa. Now tell me, is that your favourite bit of the film?
I reckon my favourite bit, I don't know if I can say this, all of the musical numbers.
I think the
transitions were just fabulous.
Richard Madden's beautiful face.
Oh my god, yes.
That was my favourite bit. No, let's not be thirsty. My favourite bit of the film... No, yeah, all the musical numbers.
Yeah.
Especially in the one when he was a little boy with the August.
In his bedroom.
I liked the one with Richard Madden when, like, we didn't really know he was a dick.
Yeah.
And they were, like, doing dates and stuff. And
yeah, was really cute.
Classic musical style sort of thing. Yeah, that was my favourite.
So Rocketman, my star rating, I can't remember what it gave it, but I reckon it's, like, a 4.2.
Ooh.
I'll start at a 4.2. What about you?
I can't remember what I gave it, but I reckon after seeing more films this year, I would probably give it a 4.
A 4. It sounded like you were going to go somewhere else.
I was thinking about it. I will give it a 4.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on to my number 4, which is your number...
2.
So my number 4 for this year is The Fantastic.
Jojo.
We did an episode on this. Jojo Rabbit?
Taika Waititi's latest release. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic, hilarious. My favorite bit is obviously the German Shepherds bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. It's so dry. It's so Taika.
My favorite bit? I don't know, because I like the whole thing.
The shoes?
The shoes? Oh, God, that's my shot of 2019, everyone. Mm-hmm. The shoe shot in Jojo Rabbit, which I won't spoil in case you haven't seen it. But you'll know. you'll know.
Yeah, I reckon Jojo Rabbit, I forgot what it gave it. A 4 point something.
You gave it, I think, a 4.5 or 3?
Well, from here on, the movies get really good on my list. So I might just have to take it down to like a 4.3 for now.
I'm pretty sure that might have been what you gave it.
Ah.
But I don't know. I gave it 4.9, which is suitable because that is number 2 for
me. Yes, yeah.
So.
Very good film.
Yeah.
Go listen to our episode on that. We have lots of great things to say about that film. So let's move on to... let's go back a step and go to your number 3.
Ooh, my number 3, which is quite a surprise. And I feel like it's not... Like, the rest of these movies are kind of more, like, big cinematic, like, moments. But this movie is more of a like, indie-feeling film.
It's a teen film
Teen film. Yeah, it's a teen film. But it's literally... the best teen film I've seen in like the actual decade of the 2010s.
And it is?
Booksmart.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. I don't even think people understand. I've been waiting for a good teen film, even though I'm almost 20 now.
Yeah, but...
Booksmart just actually understands teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't make us sound dumb.
Yeah.
They understand
they
teenagers.
They embrace
teenagers.
And the awkwardness as well. And
yeah, I feel like lots of people who are making these teen films are like a lot older, don't really understand teenagers nowadays, but they think they do or something, but in the way they do it is kind of condescending or like...
Oh, very condescending.
Just like, don't understand us.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're not actually like that, but Booksmart, if you look at that, majority of the time, that is a very accurate representation. Mm. And it really just reminded me and my friends. And my favorite thing about the film was the strong female friendship that they had. And sort of generally everyone supported everyone, which I feel like is a way better message to send than every single movie having like, oh, the three popular girls who like are so popular and mean. It's like instead you're having this inclusive vibe. They do have moments where they fight.
Yeah.
But that's normal.
Yeah. Friends fight all the time.
And but it's not like catty or dumb or just no reason. It's like there is a reason for it. But then they work it out like how normal people work it out. I mean, it's a stretch. She ends up in jail, blah 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 blah. But
yeah. Favorite scene?
It's probably the very start when she goes to pick her up for school and they're just dancing and they're like, whoa, we're dancing. Are we gonna go to school? Nope. We need to finish. And that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Because that just reminds me of myself.
Olivia Wilde, who directed
this. Yeah.
Did a fantastic job. Especially with, like, the female characters.
Yeah.
You don't get that a lot in teen films.
No.
So, what star rating would you give it?
I definitely give it, I think, probably like a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
It might seem quite high for that kind of movie.
Yeah.
But I think what I appreciated more than, like, overall storyline or, like, way it was filmed, although it was pretty well
just
filmed.
As a teen film, right?
Yeah.
It does so well.
It just does so well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why it's there.
Let's move on to my number 2, The Farewell.
I haven't heard of it, and I don't know the theme song, so I can't sing it.
So I watched this at the New Zealand International Film Festival, and it's about how her grandma's dying, but her grandma doesn't know, but the rest of the family knows, and the rest of the family doesn't want to tell her, but her character's like, we should tell her.
Yes.
It's like this whole thing about family. I thought it was an amazing film, firstly. I cried so much. So I watched this by myself, right?
Yes.
In the Civic, which is a beautiful cinema. And I was just crying throughout the entire film, like non-stop, just non-stop crying. And the people next to me were also crying. So it was kind of like, even though I'm alone, everyone else is crying. I thought it was a beautiful story. I thought it was really well told.
Okay, so what was your favourite bit?
I can't remember any, like, notable scenes, just because everything was so emotional and powerful. So any scene that made me cry, which is most of the film. Star rating, I would give it a 4.8.
Ooh.
Yeah. It comes super duper close to being perfect.
That is very high praise.
Yeah. If you want an emotional film, go watch that.
So I won't be watching that.
Alright, so before we move on to our number ones, I think we should talk about our honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions. Ooh.
Like, I'll start us off. I watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I know it came out last year, but I thought it was fantastic. It's probably my favourite Spider-Man film. Sorry, Tobey Maguire. It's really changed the scene. For Spider-Man, firstly. Animation was fantastic. Music was fantastic. The story was fantastic. You should go see it. What's your honorable mention?
So, little known fact about me. I am a sucker for a historical fiction drama piece / romance piece.
You really are.
That's my Achilles heel. You want to get me? It's with that. For the longest time, Pride and Prejudice has been my ultimate favourite historical drama romance piece.
Ooh, alright.
This year, I go, wow, I need to watch a movie that isn't Pride and Prejudice. So, I go onto Netflix. All of my other regular historical dramas, like North and South, Emma, none of them are on there. So, I'm fuming. But what is left on there? Jane Eyre. I know nothing about Jane Eyre. I go in blind. I was not prepared. I had no idea what was going on half the time. I was trying to figure out the mystery, because if you know the story of Jane Eyre, which I'm not going to spoil because, oh, it's just so good. I just really wasn't prepared.
Uh-huh.
I died. This, I would say, if I was open to being really tragic and this movie was released this year, it would be my favourite film of the whole year. The book is amazing as well, I'm just saying. Anyways, Jane Eyre, amazing, beautiful.
Yeah.
Go watch it, everyone.
I have one more honourable mention this year. Mm-hmm. It's called A Marriage Story.
A Marriage Story.
It stars Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. And Adam Driver, oh my gosh. He is such a good actor. The acting was out of this world. You should go watch it. Those are my honourable mentions for 2019.
Go watch Jane Eyre as the moral of the story, everyone, and then thank me later.
So, we're down to our number ones of this year.
Wow.
You might notice that I skipped my number three because Holly's number one is my number three.
Oh, demote it. It sounds like bad now.
No, it's just, it's phenomenal. I loved it. Should we talk about my number one first?
Yeah, your one.
My number one
is
Parasite.
Wow!
It's a Korean film. It's made by the same director who directed Snowpiercer, if you've seen that, which was also a fantastic film. Parasite is about social class, yes. Yeah. It's about family, poverty, and all that stuff. It's also kind of about climate change. It's a fantastic film. Like I said, the cinematography, amazing.
Amazing.
My favourite scene is the one where, oh, I don't want to spoil it. I'll just give a little bit of a teaser, a little bit of a taste test, okay? It's the scene where they're in the house, the family, the poorer family, mm-hmm. is in the house. They're making a bit of a mess. It's not their house. And shit goes down. It's the turning point of the film. And it's my favourite scene because of the way that he directed that scene. It will have your heart racing. It's not a scary film, but it's not for the weak-hearted. I'll say that.
Me, no.
I was so anxious when I watched it, but such a well-made film. I think the acting was really good, the story was really good. I think he's going to win an Oscar. For Parasite, I reckon... Oh, I think it's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first 5 I've given on this podcast.
And it's a 5.
I don't give out many 5s. 5 out of 5? Parasite.
Parasite.
Go watch it, everyone. You're going to love it. You're going to also hate me. Because you're going to die.
Woo!
All right, let's move on to your number one, my number three.
Which is Midsommar.
Woo!
Yay!
Dang.
Dang. My best film of the entire year. I had no idea what to expect when I...
Did we see it together?
Yeah, we saw it together at the International Film Festival.
Yes, I remember.
I didn't know, really. I knew it was something about a cult, and you were like, oh, it's kind of like Gloria Vale.
Oh, yeah.
But scary, and I was like, okay.
You were, I think you were initially hesitant to see it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a horror film.
Yeah,
I was like, you're like, oh.
Because I don't do horror. Yeah. I'm not, like, honestly, I love period dramas. What part of me do you think likes horror movies? Because I don't.
Oh, just quickly to note, if you are living in New Zealand, go to the New Zealand Film Festival. The International Film Festival is one of the best places to watch films because the audience, fantastic.
Yeah.
And I really believe the audience makes up at least 30% of your experience. Because the Midsommar audience is amazing. Alright, it's a horror film, okay? It's not a comedy, you know? You wouldn't categorize it as a comedy, right?
No.
Everyone was laughing so hard in the weirdest places. But it is a pretty funny film.
But then in all the, like, weird, gross places, everyone was like, ah, what the hell? It was like screams.
Spoiler alert, because I don't think we can talk about this film without spoiling things.
Yeah.
Please go see it if you haven't. And then come back and listen to this. The scene where they jump off the cliff.
Oh, God.
Like, you know what's going to happen, right? They jump off the cliff. Obviously, they die. But wait! They don't.
Oh, I
can't. And then the camera, like, there's a close-up of their, like, you know, twitching heads and stuff, whatever. And then they come in with a hammer.
And just hammer their skulls in.
Right. And it's a pretty horrifying image.
Yes.
But the audience laughing their ass off.
There was like half like laughing like in disbelief and half just like, ah, what's happening?
This is.
But I couldn't even look half the time. It was too
I loved it.
Gruesome.
I think
very
probably
like
probably something wrong with me. But I loved it.
Very like Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, the gory
gore. Yeah. My favourite bit of the whole film is probably the end, which, more spoilers, and he's in the bear costume in the house, and then they set it on fire, and then the main girl is just, like, in her huge flower costume, and just they're all just doing that weird dancing around thing, and then they finish, like, a close-up, and she's just, like, smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, powerful.
Mm.
The music in this film really made it as well. Is freaking freaky. I was listening to the album the other day because I just wanted to remind myself, and all the music, like, I could hardly even listen to the album of just like the score because it's so scary. Like in the very beginning with the bit with her sister and her parents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that scene with the house.
Yeah. The music in that made that, like, 100 times scarier than it already was.
It's not a very scary thing that happens, right? But they make it, like, the way that they code it is so, like, oh, maybe there's something sneaky about this. As in, like, oh, did someone deliberately cause this? Remember, we're talking about this, right? Did someone from the cult kill her parents to start this whole thing?
Yeah.
To let it spiral and get her where she is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music reminded me of The Shining.
Yeah.
That eerie, creepy, like, just really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it just, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a good way. Like,
yeah.
Everything in this film was, I hated it. It made me uncomfortable. I hated it, but that's why I like it so much. Because it's
so good.
Yeah, it actually affected me and made me feel a certain way. And
I remember we were driving home afterwards and we're all just like...
we were just
in a state of like... I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Ah!
It was.
I might go to Sweden next year.
Oh my god, go join a cult.
Yeah, and it's gonna be during summer.
Oh my god, go and do that.
So maybe the one thing I loved about this film is, right, horror films and thrillers, you normally think it's dark. Mm. Like the look of the film is gonna be dark and grim and like, you know, not bad lighting, but like dark lighting or whatever. Yeah. No, this film is like in daylight.
Yeah.
Sunlight throughout. It's, you know, it's summer, right?
Yeah.
And summer comes with like, oh, happiness. And
yeah,
like,
it's in the name, midsummer.
Yeah.
Middle of summer. Summer.
Like you feel summer vibes. Summer doesn't really go along with horror.
Yeah, and all the cult is like really bright white. Yes, it's colorful. Like, you know, and flowers everywhere. Yes. And
I think that's why it adds to the whole, this is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I love it when films, like horror films especially, I mean, I don't watch that many horror films, but I do watch a good handful. I love it when they don't rely on typical, yeah, like, you know, conventions and stuff.
Yeah, because like, we studied horror.
The dark lighting, oh my gosh.
And I, like,
if you
none of them made me feel the way that Midsommar made me feel, or even, like, Get Out or something. All the horror movies that we watched were really...
Don't even get me started about the Babadook.
I know, I was about to say the Babadook.
Oh my gosh. That made me so uncomfortable, but in the worst way possible.
Yeah, like, not even in a good way. I just hated it.
I hated watching that. I hated feeling uncomfortable. But Midsommar's uncomfortableness, loved it.
Yeah, you're like...
Watch it again.
Yeah.
We should go see the director's cut, I think. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. So that one for me is definitely, I think, a 5 for me. Because if you get me to like a horror movie... You probably got a very good movie.
Yeah, I do have to say, though, it's not your typical horror. It's more like a psychological horror.
Yeah.
So if you're not a horror fan, like Holly, right?
Yeah.
Give it a go, because it's not, you know, it's not like The Nun or...
Yeah, it's not like that sort of horror, which I don't... Yeah. I think I don't go for those like horrors. That, and I don't watch them because they're just, like, dumb. If you're more interested in something... Sort of, it's kind of like Get Out vibes.
It's because, like, intellectual horror.
Yeah. Get Out is kind of more intellectual. Well, you know,
it's a higher class of horror.
Yeah, it's not just like cheap scares or whatever, which I'm just like not really a fan of.
There aren't any like cheap scares.
No.
So yeah, that's our top 5.
Okay, so my list was number 5, The Joker, number 4, Rocketman, number 3, Booksmart, number 2, Jojo Rabbit, number 1, Midsommar.
Ooh, good list. So my top 5 films of this year were number 5, Rocketman, number 4, Jojo Rabbit, number 3, Midsommar, number 2, The Farewell, and number 1, Parasite.
Woo!
It's been a great year of film. Hopefully there are better films next year.
Yeah, hopefully some better films. Because we did almost do an episode on Pets 2.
And Men in Black. That episode exists, but it just hasn't been edited.
We never edited it.
Because it was boring.
Yeah.
No one's going to listen to that.
No.
So it's been a great year of podcasts and films. We hope you've enjoyed. Thanks for sticking with us.
Make sure you follow us on our Instagram at HowToTalkFilm if you want to be updated on when we post episodes.
Yes. You can check out our other episodes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any podcast listening platform that you use.
And we'll see you later.
Bye! Cut. Nice.
Nice one, brother.
See ya.
Bye.